Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
All right, as I said, our shapeshifter is Nkensani Chauke. She is a Face of Gauteng teenager finalist who is currently pursuing a degree in civil engineering, brains and beauty, like I said. And so she's going to be sharing with us about her journey, how she got into pageantry, and as well as how she balances all of that with her university studies, where she sees herself in the future, where she is going. So let's listen in. Nkensani, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me today.
Thank you so much for making time to speak with us. Face of Gauteng teenager finalist. That sounds awesome. Before we get into that, let's go all the way back to the beginning. Tell us a little bit about Nkensani, who you are, where do you come from, your upbringing. Just let us know. Give us an insight into little Nkensani and how she got to where she is now.
Okay, so I grew up an only child, and so I was a person who basically found ways to entertain myself.
Okay.
And I went into science, and hence my love for engineering today. And then later in my high school years, Miss Zozibini Tunzi won Miss Universe, and she inspired me so much. She made me realize that as women, being heard for whatever reason that we want to for, and I decided that I want to enter pageantry because I think it's one of the few platforms where women are allowed to be heard without any kind of limitations or societal blockages.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's beautiful. I'm interested in getting a little bit deeper into that. I have a question about that, but we'll get into that in just a moment. But when you look at your upbringing, your growing up years, your earlier years, what would you say are some of the economic challenges that you faced or that you saw in the community around where you grew up? Any kind of economic issues that you saw people going through around you as you were growing up, and how maybe you overcame those?
Yes, so I grew up in a township, and so I was very fortunate that my parents were able to give me access to private schools and quality education.
All right.
But it was very sad to realize that the rest of my friends around me did not have that opportunity. And I think that was shaping in how they view the world and their aspirations in life. And that has now led me to be very passionate with STEM education, specifically in the youth, because I think in our country specifically, there's a lot of young people who do not have access to the quality education that they need that will shape who they want to be in the future and how they get to where they want to be.
That's beautiful. And so you allowed the circumstances that you saw around you, even though they may not have affected you personally, but just from your observance of how they affected the greater community, they kind of shaped the direction in which you have chosen to go now in your young adult years.
Yes, yes, it has. I think nobody deserves to be limited of any kind of opportunities because of their background or because of the current situation in their community. I think everybody should have a chance at being who they want to be, contributing to the world they want to contribute without any kind of limitations.
Beautiful. I love that. I love that. And so you mentioned something about how the pageantry kind of gave you, or rather that you viewed it as a space where women could speak without, you know, without any limitations. And that's very interesting. That piqued my interest because I think that there are so many stereotypes about pageantry, and it's kind of viewed in many circles in society as, you know, just a place where girls just go to look pretty and just be a pretty face. Like, you're not really going to do anything with all of that.
Yeah.
But you are, I love that you've brought about the fact that it's actually a space where you can express yourself, where you can actually make a difference in one way or another. Speak to us a little bit about that. In what ways have you experienced that, or that you have seen other people, like you mentioned Zozi Tunzi, but how have you viewed, how have you seen other people taking that platform and actually making a difference?
Yes, so I think pageantry has evolved over the years. It has changed from being very superficial, being about the way somebody looks, the way somebody walks, but now it's more focused on you being able to speak up for those who are not able to speak up for themselves. It's a platform where your voice is amplified to the rest of the world so that everybody can hear what you have to say and pitch in and help if they can help to make a difference in the world. For me personally, this is my first time actually in pageantry. And so, yeah. Personally, I think this year I've seen the power of being associated with pageantry because I have been moving with causes for young girls, for young people, and I have been posting them on my social media. And I have had so many people contacting me wanting to help me so that we can make a difference in the world. And I think if it wasn't for this platform, my voice wouldn't have been heard throughout the noise that goes on social media. And I think so. Pageantry is there to really amplify your dreams and your causes, your passions, and really make your voice be heard on a larger scale so that you can make a difference on a larger scale.
Beautiful. You know what I like about that is when you talk about pageantry or even the other thing that you've just mentioned, which is social media, these are spaces that are generally... they're viewed, there are certain connotations that people view those with, right? And that they could be, sometimes the environment can be, is not always, but it can be toxic. It could be one thing or another, but you have chosen to use those platforms for something positive. And I think that just goes to show that at the end of the day, it's not necessarily the platform itself that is good or evil, but it's what one chooses to do, how one chooses to use that platform, right?
True, true. I think social media has great power because you get access to so many people all at once.
Yes.
And that power, if you use it for the greater good, you can actually make a huge difference in your community and in the world.
Love that. A lot of times a lot of people are looking for a lot of followers. I want more followers, more followers. But to what end? What exactly are you hoping to influence people? What direction are you hoping to influence people in? So that's beautiful. How did you get into pageantry? Like, how did the whole process begin from the time it became an idea in the back of your mind to the point where you decided to actually enter and try it out? And it's amazing that you're a finalist now in your very first try. But take us through that journey from the time you first made that decision.
I think I've always wanted to join pageantry from 9th grade, 2019, but I've always been very scared. I could say very scared of whether I'm worthy or not of such platforms. And over the years, I've grown to realize that I am worthy because I am. Like, I don't need to prove myself for me to be worthy of such things. And yeah, this year it just kind of dawned on me, like, why not?
I love that. I'm worthy because I am. We put so much pressure on ourselves, like, am I enough? Am I smart enough? Am I eloquent enough? Am I pretty enough? Am I, you know, do I fit the required or the preferred physique? All of those things. I love your conclusion. I am worthy because I am. That's beautiful.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, you don't have to prove yourself in any other way. You are worthy because you are born worthy. I mean, even in the Bible, it does mention that God puts things out for you. Like, this is your destiny. This is your life. You do not have to prove yourself because God has already planned this for your life. Like, this is already for you. And all you need to do is believe that it is for you. Like, you do not have to do anything extra out of being yourself to know that you're worthy of it. Yeah.
And once you come to that realization, are there still any feelings of doubt, any fears of failure, any anxieties attached to that, any imposter syndrome, anything like that that you experience?
Yeah. Like, the days where I feel like, oh my gosh, am I going to make it to the next round when we're going through the many rounds that we're going through, with the many tasks that we had to complete?
Mm.
Even when we were in the Instagram Live where they were like announcing the finalists, I felt so nervous.
Yeah.
Like I knew that I did everything that I could.
Yeah.
I've put the work, I've done what was required of me,
mm-hmm.
but I still felt a bit scared.
Yeah.
Like I cannot explain
it. Yeah.
It happens sometimes that you feel like, oh, am I going to make it or not? But I'm happy that in the end, all things work out. And I thank God for all of that, because if it wasn't for him, I don't think I'd be here.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. That's so beautiful. And how many people did you start out with, and how many are left now in the competition?
Now we have 63 finalists. Mm. So we started out, I think, 200 or something. Yeah, 200 and something. I'm not sure how many, but we were a lot.
Wow.
And yeah, now we're 63.
That's incredible. Even that alone is such a feat. And I imagine that you are up against a lot of other equally incredible young women as well. So that says a lot, especially about, like you said, when God has a plan for you, it's not necessarily that you are better or worse than the next person, but simply, well, that's just the path that God had in store for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And so how did you feel when your name was called out?
I was too excited. Oh my gosh, I was screaming. Called my mom. I'm like, I made it. Oh my gosh, I was too excited.
I can imagine. And you're probably thinking, no, I don't think I heard that right. Did they really say my name?
Yeah. And they called it again. I was like, okay, now I know for
yeah,
sure.
That's definitely me.
Yeah.
So, Kitsani, you're also a civil engineering student. How is that going in terms of how you're balancing all of that, your studies as well as the pageantry? How does that work?
Wow, I must say, like, the course itself, I don't think I expected it to be so challenging.
Okay.
But I chose it because it's challenging me, and I'm just happy to be here every day. Oh. And in terms of balancing my coursework and my pageant, my pageant director is very understanding. Mm-hmm. So she believes that your schoolwork is first priority. So if it does come to a point where I have to choose between school or pageant, choose school. That's what she told us. And mm-hmm. so it hasn't been a big hassle to navigate the two, because our pageant director has been very understanding of our education. Yeah.
Okay. And I understand you also have interests in artistic expression and music and drawing. Tell us about that as well.
Yeah. In my spare time, I love to sing. I'm part of a choir.
Okay.
And I also like drawing a lot. I once wanted to be a visual artist, but I changed my mind over I had to choose my passions.
Yeah.
But I do love art. I love expressing myself from time to time. I think it's a very nice way to relax and kind of de-stress from all the responsibilities I have in my life.
I love that you're chasing all these different avenues of your passions. I think that's incredible at your age, that you're putting your foot into different things. I know a lot of times, sometimes it might seem like it's a lack of focus, but I don't think you really need to be focused on one specific thing at a time. I think it's great that you're trying different things and still expressing yourself artistically, trying your hand at the pageantry, still going to school. I think that's incredible, because you really don't know where God is leading you. And I believe that all of those gifts are given for a reason. So I don't think any of those is a waste of time. At some point, it'll all make sense why you're doing all these things. So it's important, if you can balance all the things, that you do try and balance all the things without giving up any one thing. I think that's a beautiful thing. Would you say it has helped you in any way, the gifts and talents in terms of your schooling and in terms of your pageantry?
My talents, I would say they've helped me relax, because like I'm saying, me pursuing school and also pageantry, it has a lot of tasks and responsibilities that we have to fulfill. It's a way for me to kind of de-stress, I could say. I don't want to be a person who works hard and doesn't play, but at the same time, don't play too much. So yeah, I try to balance the two whenever I can.
Yeah.
I try to follow whatever my heart wants to follow, which is usually artistic things.
Okay. All about balance for sure. And then I also understand you engage in church-led community service. Tell us a little bit about your work in that facet.
So currently in university, I'm part of the Stazen executive.
Okay.
The Stazen TUT, and it's been a very nice year. I could say has its ups and downs, but it's been a very nice experience being able to fellowship with like-minded young people and being able to delve in the Word of God and fellowship with each other every week. I think it's also one of my highlights, because yeah, life can be very stressful, but it's always nice to be around other people, sharing God's word and just fellowshipping together on the Sabbath or any other time of the week. Yeah, I love that.
Awesome. And then speak to us about your aspirations for the future.
For the future, I plan to actually give back to the community with my career.
You know what? Let me actually break that question down. Let's say in the immediate future. Let's look into the immediate future. Let's say Nkensani Chauke has been announced as the winner of the Face of Gauteng Teenager. Tell us about what Nkensani's plans are.
Okay. In the near future,
Come on. Yes.
I plan to engage with schools in my township, in Mabopane, and to just start after-school programs, STEM-related programs, so that we can encourage the love and passion for STEM programs, because there's a lot of young people out here who are not being involved in these STEM programs, maybe because there's a lack or they do not know that there's STEM programs. So that is the first thing I wish to do once I win the title.
I love that. And then long-term plans, long-term aspirations. What's Nkensani doing 10 years from now, 15 years from now? What impact has she made? What's her footprint on the world?
Well, 10 years from now, I'll be 30. So I hope I'm a registered professional engineer by that time. And once I'm registered, I'll be looking into opening my own consultants company, becoming an entrepreneur.
Dream big now. Love it for you. Dream big, dream big, dream big. There's a lot of people that'll be looking up to you. So definitely it's good for you to be dreaming big. And if you could look back at your younger self, what advice would you give to the younger you?
I think I would tell her that she should believe in her worth, really, and her strength. She's really worthy of it all. She shouldn't make herself small to accommodate other people. She should be herself, even if it's too big for other people. She should be herself and, live in her truth.
I love that. And so I have to ask this question, because this is a money show, and the presenter of this show, Thapelo Moloi, I'm standing in for him. He would be very upset with me if I didn't ask this question. So we have to go into some personal finance questions here. So how would you define your relationship with money? What kind of a relationship do you have with money? Is it a toxic relationship? Do you think you make very good money decisions? Do you think you need a little bit of help with that? Tell us about where you and money stand right now.
I think now that I'm in college, my relationship with money has changed. It has changed so much. In high school, Yeah, I was such an impulsive person. If I like something, I'm getting it. Like, I don't think twice. But now that I'm here, I've learned about budgeting. I've learned about saving for rainy days because there's a lot of rainy days in life. I never noticed that. So I think my relationship with money would be a developmental stage. Like, you're not there, but we are working towards being in a good relationship. There are times where it's like reckless, and then sometimes now I'm like, okay, you did well, you spent the money
Listen,
well.
some of us are way, way older than you, and we're still fighting. We're still fighting. We're trying our best. But
I can't believe that.
this thing can be
I feel like I'm
toxic.
joining alone.
Believe me, we are fighting, and like I've been playing around with the listeners the whole evening that you're at this time of the month. This is a critical time of the month. We are waiting for a day that is in the near future where our burdens are going to be lifted. So it's
Yeah,
definitely good.
finally.
It's good for you to be, implementing some of these healthy habits right now in college, because right now, when you're much younger, the responsibilities are, hopefully not as many as when you're much older. So I'm glad that you're trying to put in some good habits there. And so as we're wrapping it up, let's wrap things up now. There's someone out there who's listening in. There's a young girl who's listening to you and is feeling inspired by you. What would you say to that young girl, or to that listener? In fact, I don't even want to limit it to young girls just because you are a young woman, but to anyone who's feeling inspired by what you're sharing. Someone maybe wants to go for a dream, but they feel like, oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm too old for that. Maybe I need to just let that, my days have come and gone. It's too late for me. Or a young person who's feeling underqualified or, not worthy. Share some words of advice just before we let you go.
I think people should know that you sh it's never too late to dream, okay? Even if maybe all your life you've been a passive passenger, and then you're 60 and you wake up and you're like, hey, maybe I want to try this. Don't be scared to try it, no matter how scary it is. I was scared to enter into this pageant, but I did it anyways, despite me being scared. So never be scared to follow your dreams, even if you're scared. That's the advice I would give them. Don't hold yourself back because it's better to live without regrets.
Beautiful. I love that. Thank you so much, Nkensani, for your time. We really appreciate you coming through and sharing your insights. And it's always nice to hear from someone who's actually going after their dreams and who's in the process. Sometimes, we've had a lot of people in this segment who have already achieved what they set out to achieve, and they've even superseded what they wanted to do. But it's also nice once in a while to hear from someone who's actually still in the trenches, one would say. You're still at it. You're still working on it. And I think that in itself is very inspirational. So God bless you. Thank you for your time. And we are rooting for you. We wish you all the best in the rest of this pageant.
Thank you for having me. I also enjoyed my time here, and I was happy to share my journey with everyone.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Family, that is Nkensani Chauke speaking to us there about her pageantry journey, as well as how she balances all of that with her studies, how she got to where she is, some of the challenges that she saw while she was growing up, and how they have shaped her worldview even now. And so we're keeping her in our prayers. We're rooting for her, hoping that she comes out on top. And when she does, hopefully we'll have her back and see the work that she is doing in her community. All right. I hope you all enjoyed that and that you were inspired by that. If you'd like to share any comments or thoughts that you have with regards to this conversation, please send them through to +27 73 470 3520.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.